Port Alexander sits on the southeastern shore of Baranof Island, about 65 miles from Sitka. It's only accessible by float plane or small boat. According to the last census, the remote fishing community has just 52 year-round residents, down from thousands in the early 20th century. Their school's enrollment numbers have dwindled too.
This last year, they had 9 students.
Sherry Becker is the superintendent of the Southeast Island School District, which includes Port Alexander and 6 other remote schools. She says that number is particularly troubling because schools need at least 10 students to qualify for state funding to run the school. It's a story she knows well. 20 years ago, the district had almost twice as many schools as it does now.
I've seen numerous communities just shrivel. You know, people leave because there's not a school. That's where all the functions happen.
The district is footing the bill to keep the school open, paying for a teacher and a few staff without state reimbursement. But Becker and Port Alexander residents knew that wasn't sustainable long term. They looked at foster care and foreign exchange students as a way to increase enrollment. After a series of community meetings, they settled on an idea for a magnet school, open to students within the district, Alaska, and the lower 48.
And it's always kind of been my dream that, you know, we have foreign exchange students, but why can't we have national exchange students or Alaska exchange students where they just come and experience different cultures and different environments?
And the culture and environment in Port Alexander is very different from most places in the country. For starters, the school has just 2 classrooms, one for elementary students and one for middle and high schoolers.
So this is our architectural class. And the kids are learning to read blueprints.
When I joined the class over Zoom, teacher's aide Molly Kimsey is working with 4 students to build a model house out of balsa wood. It's a practical skill in a place where many people build their own homesteads.
A lot of people raise animals here in town. What kind of animals do you guys have?
Quail.
And chickens.
Dogs.
Well, okay, we're not raising dogs.
When community members sat down to design their magnet school, they wanted to fold in skills necessary to life in an off-grid fishing town. Things like wood gathering and fixing small engines. And learning about the forest and marine environments that sustain them. Julia Trishman will serve as the lead teacher for the Alaska Alexander Archipelago Tongass and Tidal Science Academy.
We thought, oh, well, we all love sciences. We love living hardy. And so what if we, you know, use our wonderful pristine wilderness in Port Alexander to teach kids science and how to survive in the wilderness.
The Magnet School's 9-week pilot program starts in the fall and will offer up to 5 high school students free academic courses as well as housing with a local host family. Whether the idea will keep Port Alexander School alive is yet to be seen. Other schools in the region, like Tenakee Springs, have fought similar battles in recent years and lost. But a handful of students have already expressed interest in Port Alexander's Magnet School, and several families in the town do have small children. The teacher's aide, Molly Kimsey, says it's not just about the kids. The school serves as a hub for community events like holiday potlucks and bingo tournaments.
We want to make sure that the kids can still get a good quality education, but still be at their home communities. We could all move to other places for education, but that really kind of kills a community when there's no school there.
The magnet school idea is a new one for the Southeast Island School District, but if all goes according to plan, it will serve as a model for other schools around the region. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.